Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Hard Worka on the PTJG Broadcast Network. This show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to some of the nation's most innovative companies, and he explores some of the career journeys behind some of the country's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. You did it. You yawned, you stretched, you got out of bed, and then you made one of the best decisions you're going to make all day. And that is listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy. As you heard Josh say, as he says each and every week, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. We give career advice and tips to help you to be more effective and productive. And I'm not above telling you where I've taken a left in my career where I should have taken a right. And I don't do this to beat myself up. I tell you the mistakes I made and what I could have done and what you should do to stay on the right path. And each week I have some great recurring contributors to the show. Those two are Coach Larry O'Brien. And Larry O'Brien helps managers to become effective leaders. And there's a big difference between being a manager and a leader. And his tips every week, gosh, I hope somebody grabs a pen and a paper and writes down some notes when Larry talks, because he's gonna help you, folks. The other weekly contributor I have is Boston Danny. And Boston Danny is on this show for my edification, doggone it. He makes me laugh. I've known Boston Danny for over 35 years. We went to boot camp together in the Navy. He'll give us an update on Boston, the city. He'll brag about his sports teams. But what's in it for you folks is he loves to give shout-outs. So if you have somebody that has a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe they accomplished something special and you just want to recognize them, let them know they're appreciated, whatever it is, you just send me a note, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll take that note, I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give you a wicked pissa shout-out like only Boston Danny can. I told you every week I have a great guest, and I am so thankful that I have a returning guest to the show. Each time she's been on, they've been my most listened to episodes, and people ask me, when is she coming back? Well, that is today. And I'm going to tell you, my guest is Kelly Minnell, and I want to give you a little bit of background information about her before we kind of bring her in and get started. Now, Kelly Minnell is an expert in emotional intelligence. She doesn't call herself an expert. I call her that. I've learned more about emotional intelligence, or EI, from Kelly than I have the rest of my whole life. She is a certified meta coach for Goldman EI. I mean, come on. She's the founder and CEO of Image Partners, which she's run successfully for over 17 years. And during this whole pandemic, she has a whole new initiative that we're going to talk a lot about. But first, let me welcome Kelly Minnell to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy. Welcome, Kelly.
Hey, Pete, how are you doing? Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. And obviously, I'm overly caffeinated, as I always am. Well, Kelly, let's paint with the broad brush first, and just share with the listeners, what is emotional intelligence?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because really, you can't hear this part enough, right? Because I do it, teach it every day, but I have to remind myself. So essentially, just in a nutshell, emotional intelligence is composed of four, what I call general domains, and that's self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. And so those are essentially domains that surround the concept of emotional intelligence, and it really all foundational around self-awareness. And as you can imagine, self-awareness is foundational for so many things in life, for leadership, for parenthood, for community leading, right? And for really for managing ourselves. So right. The more we know about ourselves, the better we can manage ourselves and then lead ourselves.
Right. And you know, Kelly, once we first spoke, I said, you know what emotional intelligence is to me? It's something that I wish I learned 20 years ago, really. Let's just put it that way, because I had to take so many lumps. I told you when I was a leader initially, I had a tool belt with all my skill sets in it. But the only one I seemed to grab out of my tool belt was a club. I would yell at people, do more, work harder, that's not enough. And I would, you know, but I, this journey of self-awareness has helped me to become more effective. But had I had some EI training and awareness when I was younger, I could have avoided some of the pitfalls I've had along the way. I bet you hear that a lot, don't you?
Oh, actually, I heard it yesterday. I was coaching a team of engineers that do work on the Eastern Seaboard, and they do work for NASA even, for instance. And we talked a lot about emotional intelligence yesterday and how self-awareness is so helpful for them to listen to clients and to manage the project outcomes because they're listening better. How do we listen better? Well, we're self-aware. We might hold and self-manage our comments, or listen more with a more intent, or listen without bias, or listen to understand. And those are skills that the engineering firm told me has gotten them more contracts, more multiple million-dollar contracts, and more interesting, intense type of contracts.
Well, a lot of people think conceptually that you're either born with those, that's like an inherent skill set, listening or self, these things, people think you're either born with it or you have it or you don't. And that's just not the case. These can be learned behaviors, right?
That's so on point, Pete, because a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to be able to do that because that person over there must have been born with it. And they're making it look really easy. So I'm going to let myself the hook and I won't learn these skills. But to your point, yes, the cool news is that emotional intelligence can be learned throughout our entire lives. And yes, some people do come to it perhaps a little easier because of their upbringing or surroundings or the people who led them, their parents or a coach or a teacher, perhaps tuned them in to these type of skills. But had we not been tuned into it, we can tune into it now. And right. So it's exactly what somebody said yesterday in my class, is a 50-year-old engineer said, why the heck didn't they tell us this in college? Why do we have to wait so long? Yeah. Golly, yeah. Right?
Right. Well, Kelly, look, right now we got a pandemic. I shared with you prior to the broadcast that my wife and I rarely listen to news or certain news media. We just don't listen to it all because there's so much doom and gloom. There's so much negativity that, I mean, I'm one of the most positive people I know. I mean, I radiate positive energy, I was told, and I believe it. I think yes. I do. But it was, just so much negativity coming at us during the pandemic and other things that are going along, happening around in the United States and around the world. It's interrupted my sleep pattern. And, I know in the midst of all this, you know, you launch, tell us about EI Global. This is something that I know you're, it's designed to help people, but tell us, kind of give us the ins and outs of what it is.
Oh, God, I'm so glad you asked, because really it is designed to help people, Pete. So EI Global is an initiative, and there's a website, www.eiglobal.net. And we designed this so that we can bring emotional intelligence to people. Our first conference is on Monday, August 31st, and the tickets can be sold on the website. And essentially what I would like to share with people is that if they're interested in understanding how you can use your emotional intelligence for your health, for your own health, for the health of your family, for the health of your community and your workplace, then sign on Monday, because there is a speaker that's going to address every single one of those topics on Monday. And they're also geared up. First of all, they're all global leaders. They're all calling in from Venezuela, Dubai, India, the East and the West Coast. We've got people from really all over the planet in this global leadership panel that come with levels of expertise that are beyond what you normally meet when you just run into somebody, right? They all have multiple certifications and degrees in emotional intelligence. And so what we're going to be talking about is how do we understand how to use these skills for our health? And to your point, a lot of people aren't sleeping well, Pete. And so you're so on point where you're saying, yeah, this is interrupting our lives in a not helpful way. And all of these skills are there for us to access so that we can find out how to take better care of ourselves. I love the fact that you're saying that you're not watching the news in your home. And actually, that would probably is going to be one of the points that's pointed out on Monday. There are right. tips and ideas, things we can do that are in our control, right?
Right.
And that's important. Those are important things to find out what they are so we can take really good care. Because this is not going away like tomorrow or next week. It's not going to be on anybody's schedule, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, wait a second. That music tells us we're going to have to take a quick break and get this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, partner at Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. Chances are we already know each other because I've been in staffing right here in Jacksonville for 20 years. I'm actually surrounded by a team of staffing professionals that come to work every day and have fun and work hard. If you aren't getting the talent that you need, let me make your life easier. It's one call, 904-479-9610. That's 904-479-9610. And remember, here at Ascendo Resources, we're bringing back the hustle.
All right, welcome back, Hard Workers. With me is Kelly Minnell. She is an emotional intelligence expert. She's telling us about the new initiative that she's launched, which is EI Global. And let's get the website one more time and tell us, like, the speakers are going to come on. When is this event? I mean, it's coming up quick.
It is coming. It's on this Monday, August 31st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And people can get tickets by going on to www.eiglobal.net, or they can email me on kelly@eiglobal.net. Or they can look me up on LinkedIn, and all the links for registering your spot are on LinkedIn as well. You can also go and look at all the types of speakers that we have, which will be really nice. And look at the, because some people want to sign on just and leave it on at work. My niece, who's in healthcare, emailed me this morning saying she's working at home. She's a master's in healthcare and administration. She's going to have it on one computer and work on the other. And then when she's not on phone calls, she's going to be watching this because, frankly, this is her area of learning and expertise. And she wants to be able to bring this information back into the hospital where she works.
That's great. And listen, guys, I'm going to tell all the listeners, this is something that you want to be a part of, right? There, again, so much negativity in the world. How about learning some more about yourself? So that you can de-stress, learn how to cope and deal with certain situations, things you don't even know. I'm telling you, the more I dig into emotional intelligence, the better I'm equipped to process certain things and even understand why I feel certain ways and why I react and act certain ways, and I'm able to better manage that. And it's been very effective for me. I'm just telling you from a personal standpoint. But Kelly, you've helped so many people over the years, and this, I don't know how you find time to go ahead and launch this initiative. No, I just don't. And to get the level of speakers that you have.
Yeah.
This is a who's who, right?
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, and I have to give a shout out to Goleman EI, which is an organization that Dan Goleman and Michelle Nevarez began this a couple years ago. And a lot of these folks are meta coaches as well. And so they all have levels of credentials, even with Goleman. So they are, you know, the top of the cream of the crop. And fortunately, I have to say, I'm proud to say they're all really good friends of mine. And so they were very kind enough to say yes. Pete, there's a session I want you to attend. Make sure you go to sit. And it's Rupali, my friend Rupali. She's in session 4. And she's going to talk about positive psychology and its impact on health and well-being. That's the session for you because you're going to resonate with this positive psychology. You are someone that's wired positively. And you're going to really resonate with what Rupali says to you. For those of you who are interested in leading awake for organization leaders, Michelle Maldonado is going to be on the noon hour, again, Eastern Standard Time, and she's going to be talking about how to use emotional intelligence and mindfulness to make healthy leaders and organizations.
Wow.
She is in such demand today, Pete. The reason that schedule is on August 31st, because that's the only day in the 6 month span I could get Michelle. I mean,
wow.
These people are in demand. Bella, how self-compassion can lead to emotional resilience for your organization. She is somebody that has been with the Dalai Lama organization and has helped the Dalai Lama fellows. Carol, who's going to be reporting in from Paris, how emotional intelligence and flow. You know, you hear a lot of athletes talk about flow and getting in the flow. Carol's an expert on this for organizations. Gail talks about Fear Buster. She is a mindfulness expert. She and I have done some work before. Incredible. I could keep on going. Tony, my friend who's on session 10, how simple meditation techniques can help your chronic stress. So, Pete, if you want to, you can go on Insight Timer and you can type in Tony and find his meditations on Insight Timer. Yeah, I mean, these people
awesome.
Are all super famous. So I really want you to find a way to dial into some of these because you're just going to have a blast.
This is fantastic, and I will.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll certainly listen to Rupali because that resonates with me. But Bella, Michelle, Carol, Gail, Tony, the whole lot. I can't wait. You know, I want to ask you this, Kelly, too, because you know I ask all my guests this, and this is, to me, always an important question. And, you know, if you could jump in a time capsule and come and meet up with young Kelly, maybe yourself, 19, 20 years old, just put your hand on your shoulder and say, Kelly, let me give you this bit of advice that's going to help you down the road. What advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, that is such a powerful question, Pete. I'm getting tingles just listening to that question you were asking. You know, you're a good coach because coaches ask powerful questions. You know that. So I would say, I'm glad you asked it. I would say trust my instincts because this is the kind of work that I wanted to study. And I was on with Rutgers University the other day with the faculty. And I said, you know, this was not quite invented, this study work, when I was going to school there. And I graduated and some of the professors said, you got to find something else to study because we haven't invented this thing that you're talking about yet. So I left, finally graduated Rutgers and left and went in my career. And don't you know, the year after I graduated, there was a professor that went in the psychology department and started organizing this emotional intelligence work. Darn, I missed him by like a year or two. Is that crazy?
It is crazy.
Yeah, so I would say to trust myself because I was in a spot where I ended up anyway. But it might have taken me a little longer because those channels weren't developed yet. And so what I like to be able to do is say, I'm offering that opportunity to another 18-year-old. Hey, here's the channel. It's all here. All these people have been studying and they're all under one roof. So they can just access it. And I guess I'm answering by developing AI Global the answer to that question.
Wow. Powerful words, as always, each and every time I've had you. You will be on again because I love having you on the show. I always learn something. Let's get the contact information. How can people reach out to you and how can they sign up for this very important, I guess, is it a webinar? That's what it is.
Yeah, it's
right?
going to be on Zoom all day. Okay. And there will be time for interaction. And in one of those sessions, there'll be breakout rooms. So we want you to show up and be able to interact with people and ask questions. So if they go on to www.eiglobal.net, there's a website and you can get reserve your spot there. You can go into LinkedIn and find me quite easily, Kelly Minnell, and there's all kinds of links there for me as well. You can contact me directly, kelly@eiglobal.net. And if you really had some burning questions, you can call me at 904-707-7650. Hopefully that helps. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for returning. And I'm proud to have you on my show.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you so much. I love coming on. Thank you.
And this next part of the show is one of my favorite parts of the show each and every week. This is where we get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And this week, man, Larry takes on all the tough topics. He's going to talk about ads, jobs that we post. If we have an open position at a company, there's some gender biases that go on in these posts. And, well, you know what? With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
Do you have what it takes? Are you a natural leader, a rock star? Want to conquer the widget sales in the Tri-County area? Are you competitive, ambitious, assertive? If these words describe you, then please apply. And if you're the recruiter, chances are you will receive more applications from men than women. You will be left wondering, why don't women want this role? There must not be enough qualified women out there. Maybe men are better at this role because I'm getting mostly male applicants. Maybe some jobs are really not meant for women. This is a great example of how biased policies and practices, in this case, how we write our job descriptions, leads to biased results, meaning we get significantly more men to apply for this role than women, which in turn leads to more men in the role and eventually a confirmation of stereotypes, prejudices, and even discrimination. The question then is, how do you de-bias a job description or job advertisement, and why should we? Let's take a big step back. When we were growing up, we were taught through our observations, the media, rewards, what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman. I do this exercise in my workshops all the time, and I ask that specific question. What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? And when I ask, what does it mean to be a man, they say, hardworking, provider, tough, the color blue, competitive, winner, aggressive, leader. When I ask what it means to be a woman, they say, supportive, good listener, taking care of others, mother, pink, smells good, pretty, nice, and kind. Now, I do want to point out that I am talking about this from a binary perspective, meaning looking at it through the lens of two genders, man and woman. And we know that gender is much more complex. So we are socialized to believe that men are one way and women are another. And when we write our job descriptions, many times we think about leaders and we think about men in those roles. And if we don't consciously or subconsciously do that, we certainly use words that are typically associated with the male list of words. In many studies that looked at this, they found that typical male-dominated jobs had words like individualistic and competitive versus committed, supportive for female-dominated jobs. In addition, they were looking for traditional masculine-associated traits like ambitious, assertive, versus traditionally female-associated traits like compassionate and understanding. I mean, hey, I'm compassionate, I'm understanding. These studies found that women were less likely to believe they belonged in a particular job when the advertisement used masculine wording, and they rated masculine wording jobs less appealing. Job ads that used more masculine wording were perceived by both men and women to have fewer women in that role than the same ad using more feminine wording. Job ads using masculine wording were perceived by men to be more appealing than the same ads using feminine wording, but it was not significantly different, meaning men essentially found the job ads that used female wording just as appealing as women did. And it's critical to point out that masculine worded jobs, while they were less appealing to men, and it's critical to point out that masculine worded jobs, while they were less appealing to women, they absolutely did not affect women's perceived level of ability to do the job. To summarize, job ads that had more masculine wording led women to think that more men were in that role. It also led women to think that they did not belong in that position. And overall, they found that role less appealing. And again, they did not believe that they were less qualified to do that job. In short, gendered worded job advertisements communicate to the applicants who belongs and who does not. And much of this happens at the subconscious level. So, do you want a bigger pool of highly qualified applicants? Do you want more diversity in your roles? Do you want more innovation and ultimately greater performance? Then start by looking at your job descriptions and examine if they are biased. The good news is that there are tools that can help you do that. Online, there are several gender bias decoders. Essentially, what you do after accepting their terms and conditions, of course, copy and paste your job description into the decoder. The decoder will highlight male and female coded words in your job descriptions. There are some for free out there and some for fee. There are applications that easily integrate with your applicant tracking system and automatically make recommendations for more gender-neutral or female-coded words. I personally have worked with several organizations that have implemented this simple process and have found that by doing so, they had a greater amount of women apply for the roles. Looking at gender-coded words is a simple step that you can take to look for more female candidates. There are several other steps involving the job requirements and how you go about sourcing talent that also makes an impact. If you're looking to diversify your talent pool and want someone to look at your talent acquisition process, please reach out to me at www.mendozaandobrien.com. Good luck.
And that was another gem from Coach Larry. Coach Larry is an expert. And when you get your advice, folks, you always want to get your advice from somebody that knows what the heck they're talking about, not just the person on the internet that said, oh, you should do this. Coach Larry, I've known him for over 25 years. We've collaborated for most of that time. And I'll tell you what, you can take what he says to the bank. Coach Larry, you can be reached easily. You just go to MendozaAndOBrien.com. He delivers his programs in both English and in Spanish. You can also get Larry on LinkedIn. Just link in with him. Larry O'Brien. Pretty simple. All right. This next part of my show, I'm really, really glad to introduce a returning guest to the show. And that guest is Nick Howland. And Nick is the executive director of the Firewatch. And that program helps North Florida. It's right here. But it helps to prevent veteran suicide. And welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, Nick. I should say welcome back.
Thanks, Pete. It's great to be back again.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Nick, if you could, you know, I'm going to give you a twofold question. Tell us about, some of the numbers associated with veteran suicide. They're staggering and mind-boggling, and it's sad. And then share with us, you know, what is the Firewatch?
Sure. Well, they are staggering, the numbers, and they're growing, which makes it worse. We lose over 6,000 veterans to suicide per year. And that number, 6,000, has been in place since 2008, and it's growing. In 2017, we lost 6,139. And what's really kind of the most disappointing and tragic about it is we're losing veterans at a rate of 1.5 times non-veterans to suicide. So that means it's statistically significant. The highest numbers that we're losing are in the age group over 55, but the highest rate by far is in the 18 to 34 year old category. And that's also the highest number of people getting out of active duty military and transitioning to veteran status every year.
Yeah. And it, you and I are both military veterans and, both Navy veterans as well. And I remember that transition to be a difficult one for me as a young man after serving for two tours, 7 years in the Navy. It was a difficult period for me. And some folks, that difficulty really can turn into depression and other things. And it's tough. Well, tell us about the Firewatch, too, Nick.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I told you a little bit about what we were trying to do in March when we chatted last, because we had just launched the Firewatch in January. And since March, in April, we've launched a veteran resources guide. We've launched a program to engage the community to drive awareness of veteran suicide and teach community members what they could do. The whole point of the Firewatch is to address veteran suicide in a new and innovative way. So for years, since the year 2008 that I pointed out before, the VA has been investing more and more, billions almost more every year, in mental health counseling for veterans. And that is working for those who take advantage of it. But only about a third of veterans are signed up to receive VA healthcare. And so for those who aren't receiving it, they're not having that direct benefit. And also many times we're finding that they're not getting resources they need from their communities. So despite that investment, veteran suicides continue to rise. So the Firewatch is all about trying to get to veterans before they fall into crisis, to get them the help they need and to help aid their transition from active duty, to help them in job transition situations, to help them when they have financial distress, and to get them medical care and mental health counseling when they need it. So it's all about not just focusing on that crisis period where they need the counseling, but trying to get them ahead of time. So when I mentioned in April we launched the resources guide, that was a fundamental thing that we wanted to do at the Firewatch: identify all the resources, low cost or no cost, to veterans in Northeast Florida, everything from financial assistance to legal aid to job transition to mental health. And we've done that, and you can find that at thefirewatch.org. And if you don't mind me adding that one thing, I mentioned in May we launched the Watchstander program. That is our core fundamental marquee program aimed at engaging not just the veteran community, but the community as a whole, to kind of put its arms around veterans, to understand what the risk signs of veterans are who are in crisis, what challenges they face when they transition out, or even if they've been out for several years like you and I, and to understand, get familiar with that resources guide and the resources available to veterans, and figure out how to channel those veterans to those resources. So, well, you know, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, yep. Great idea to do it to you know, help before things are in a crisis mode. What are all the available resources to you in an organized way to show people? Here's at little or no cost. Here are some of the things that are out here designed to help you during what could be a very difficult period. I know you have a big national event or a conference coming up that we want to drive some traffic to. We want participation from the listeners, and I'd love to, if you could tell us about it and give some information out about that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I appreciate, Pete, you had me on again, because all the awareness we can get out, the better. The more we engage the community to put its arms around veterans, the better. And we've been launching some novel programs, not just locally, but the state has started to launch veteran suicide prevention initiatives, and the federal government launched an initiative in July. But a lot of that has been overshadowed. You know, just think about it. COVID, civil unrest, elections, murder hornets. those things are overshadowing what a lot of great people are trying to do and the great things that they're trying to get done, and that is to help our veterans. So interestingly, the month of September is National Suicide Prevention Day. The second week of September is National Suicide Prevention Week, and Thursday, September 10th, is National Suicide Prevention Day. So September is the month, whatever. I think I got that wrong. But in any event, on September 10th, we are partnering with the VA and the Cohen Veterans Network at Centerstone, which is a new no-cost, low-cost mental health facility for veterans who don't want to use the VA. And we are engaging our civic and our political leaders, bringing them together in a COVID responsible fashion, to drive a pledge at the county level, the city level, to prevent veteran suicide and do all that they can to prevent veteran suicide. It's going to be a big day. We're going to have a speaker named Kevin Hines, who is a nationally renowned public speaker on veteran suicide initiatives. He actually is a survivor. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and survived. And he likes to tell people, one of his key comments is, "I realized as soon as I jumped that everything is fixable except what I just did." And he goes and he talks a lot about that on the national stage. So it should be an exciting day on September 10th. And we'll live stream the event on the firewatch.org website, as well as our social media.
So if people want to partake and they want to listen to Kevin Hines speak, and they go to thefirewatch.org, is that right?
Yes, sir, thefirewatch.org. And also we'll be putting out links to the live stream on our social media. You can see it. It's hashtag Your Turn to Stand on Facebook, or at Your Turn to Stand. Also, you can just search The Firewatch and you'll find our social media site on Facebook, and you can like it, and then you'll get notices and alerts about the upcoming event to live stream. We'll also record it so people can catch it afterwards. But we'll have a pledge there that we hope that local and county leaders will sign, committing to do their part to end veteran suicide. At the same time, that morning of September 10th, the VA is going to be running a similar initiative for governors all across the nation to sign a veteran suicide prevention pledge. So we're really trying to reinvigorate, not just at the local level, but the national level, a commitment, not just communities, but states and nationally, to put its arms around veterans and end this tragedy once and for all.
Nick, I'm always happy to have you on the show. I appreciate all that you're doing. It's very, very noble. Thefirewatch.org. We have a big event September 10th. Listen to Kevin Hines speak. Any closing comments or any other information we want to get out before we set you off on your way, my friend?
No, just thank you truly. I really mean it, Pete, for, you know, being a veteran and letting, you know, me use this medium to get the word out about some of the things we're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Nick Howland, Executive Director of the Firewatch. This next part of the show, my friends, is where Boston Danny is going to give us a Boston update. I know it's going to be wicked funny because they always are. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hey, Jacksonville. Danny here with your Northern update. Well, something interesting for me. I went on a fishing charter this week with some friends. They talked me into it. We had a lot of fun. You guys know I'm a city guy. I like to stick close to home. But we went out of Point Judith, Rhode Island, which is about an hour and a half from my front door. So, you know, you got to get up early to get the fish. So you can well imagine what that was like. But we had a great time. We were fishing for stripers. I don't know what you folks call them down there, but the striped bass. My friend from Washington, he calls them rockfish. But we were getting those. We were getting bluefish, fluke, the sea bass. Peter, you saw some of it on the grill. They sent you some pictures. It was all good eating. We caught our quotas. We went down off of Block Island, which is down in Long Island Sound, about 2 hours off the coast. It was a lot of fun. The guy, the charter, the drifter, you ever get a chance to get up there, you can check out Richard Chakowski up there on Jim's dock. He has a lot of fun. But that was good. You know, it takes our mind off of everything that's going on out there, like that horrible hurricane. I know you folks get your history with hurricanes in Florida, Jacksonville area, but that one there was just terrible. You know, up here in New England, we're susceptible to them, but, you know, they're few and far between, thank goodness. I'll take a good northeaster in the middle of winter here. A three-day storm dumped 2-3 feet of snow on top of us before I'd go through one of those. So keep those people in Texas in your thoughts, and, you know, everything will be okay for them. But, you know, on a lighter note, we still got my sports teams up here. They're keeping us distracted from everything that's going in this, you know, world of ours. So we got, you know, the Bruins are struggling, but we're getting through it. The Celtics, they're in the playoffs, too. They're rolling right along. They're doing their job. My Red Sox, you know, I'm still listening to them, but it's harder and harder to get to them. It's a building year. We'll get through it. We love them so much. And, of course, you know, keep watching those Patriots. We're going to put a contender on the field. It should be interesting to see what's going on with that. But, you know, it takes our mind off things. It lightens things up, and it brings us through. And talking about lightening up, you guys get your birthday shout-outs. You know, I love to mangle what you got going on there, wishing you a wicked pisser birthday and telling you to do something nice for yourself. No one else is going to. You might as well. So happy birthday to Alexis Brown. You know, it's your 22nd birthday. Good for you from your work family. Kelly Carrie Mercier, David Johnson, Patrick Boo Tremlett from The Crane, Laura Briggs. And I want to wish a super special wicked pisser birthday shout out to Bill Langlois, Peter's dad. Happy 82nd, Bill. Good for you. Way to run out the string for yourself. And I got a happy anniversary I want to give out, and that's coming from Tom Nolan to his beautiful wife, Laura. He wrote to us, thank you, Laura, for our first 20 years. I couldn't be more excited about the next 20. All of my love, Lolo. Good for you guys. It's a great thing. So, Jacksonville, remember your first responders, your nurses, your doctors. They're getting us through these tough times. You're retired and active duty personnel. Keep them in your thoughts, Peter. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, Boston Danny, that was awesome. Guys, you did it. I'm telling you, you got through my show, and I hope you got something out of this that's going to help you in your lives. We heard Kelly Minnell. I mean, this lady is on fire. She's all over the doggone world, but she still has time to launch EI Global. Please get out there and register for that event. You'll be the better for it. Also, we had Nick Howland return again, executive director of the Firewatch. You know, he's committed to helping just eradicate veteran suicide. That's what the Firewatch does, and so happy to have Nick return. They got a big event on September 10th. Make sure you go to thefirewatch.org and register for the September 10th event. Listen to Kevin Hines speak, and that'll be wonderful. Guys, you just listen to Hard Worker. with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.